Gather around as we close out the year with joy, insights, and cherished memories on the Pestergen podcast. In this festive episode, we celebrate our shared journey filled with holiday magic, adventurous road trips, and the delightful quirks of pest control. Prepare to reflect, chuckle, and soak in the holiday spirit as we anticipate exciting times ahead. Without further ado, Pestergen Podcast.
It's time for the Pestergen Podcast with your hosts, Jenny and Candace.
Hello and welcome back, all my pretty pesties everywhere. Merry Christmas and happy holidays. By the time you hear this, it's going to be a very few short days until it's actually Christmas Day. So, Merry Christmas and happy holidays for whatever you might celebrate during these months of holidays in a row. Good God. Anyways, I am Candace, one of your co-hosts here. Alongside with me, as always, is Jenny over in the Midwest. How you doing, pretty lady?
Pretty? I'm doing good. Yeah, I cannot believe Christmas is so close.
From the day we're recording this.
Yeah, tomorrow evening at midnight, we are getting in our car and we're driving down to Florida.
God, and you gotta drive?
We're driving.
How long does it take to drive there?
I forget. I think it was like 16 hours or something like that.
God, that's,
but we're,
that's
we're
not horrible.
Yeah, we're stopping in Tennessee and then we're stopping in Georgia. I think we picked out a Chick-fil-A and a McDonald's, and both of them have like kids play places for the kids.
Nice. So,
yeah.
Let them go burn some energy.
Exactly. We decided to drive this year because we're bringing the dog.
Yeah.
So that's gonna, this is
the
our
things
first...
we do for our pets.
Exactly. And it's funny because we have a house sitter for the cats. So like, but she has really bad anxiety away from my husband. So we're just like, fuck it. We'll drive. We're going to family's house anyway. So Christmas at Uncle Derek's.
Good.
Yeah. It's going to be.
That's awesome.
A lot of fun. But so how was your week?
Not too bad. Just normal, usual things. Nothing crazy. Brandon decided to take my crazy long south route today. That's like takes 2 hours to get to my first stop, but
dang,
he decided to go do that one today. I stayed in town, wasn't able to do much with 30 mile an hour winds.
Yeah,
so you know, I did pretty much nothing. I went and did one job because I had to go do the interior trap checks. Oh no, that was about it. That's all I did today. And then Brandon got to deal with all the crazy weather, and because you know, you're majority of that, you're literally, you like look out your passenger door driving down there and the Pacific Ocean's right there. So he was getting hit right on the side of his car with all the wind.
Man.
That's one of the reasons he decided to take it, because he's like, I don't want you driving in that. What if trees fall? Blah, blah, blah. And I'm like,
aww.
Okay, you drive. I don't want to go.
Aw, that's so sweet.
It is pretty nice.
Yeah, that's...
I'm like, yeah. I don't have to go do it today.
We had crazy wind and a lot of rain, and basically towards the end of my day, like a tiny little flash flood. And it was kind of scary because you just randomly hydroplane. And I'm like, I don't like this.
Oh, yeah.
Get me home. I don't want this anymore. But it was weird to have a wind rainstorm in December, so close to Christmas.
Yeah.
It felt... Yesterday felt like spring.
Yeah.
Here. It was very, like, warm. I saw an ant. Like, that's not... I don't see ants outside in December.
Yeah.
It's wild.
Yeah, that's how it's been for the past couple of weeks here. It's been, like, 60 degrees and, like, hardly any wind, which is kind of weird for December for us. But today's weather was exactly what December weather is. Crazy wind. Crazy rain. I'm like, there we go. There's December. All
right. Right? I was looking at the forecast for when we're in Florida, and it's supposed to be, like, decently warm for the... We
nice.
Went last December, too, earlier in December, not around Christmas. And some of the days were kind of chilly, like probably close to your weather, like 50s
yeah.
or whatever. So that one of the days we went to the beach, we were all like, so, but this year it might be a little bit warm to go to the pool and stuff.
Nice. Inside, yeah. Right? Beach weather is completely different than in the city weather. Completely. It can be 70 degrees outside of my house. You get to the beach and it feels like it's like 50. You're like, what the fuck?
Yep. All that wind hits you and you're just like, I want mm-hmm. my jacket.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. But
yeah, you don't see many people here actually swimming in the ocean because it's not warm water. It is right. cold as shit.
I
bet. Even in, you know, August, it is cold as shit. Like, people that go out and surf and stuff, because we do have good waves for surfing, they'll be in dry suits. They don't even wear wetsuits. They're in dry suits. Because it's goddamn cold.
I bet. Wow. Yeah, I found a cute little yellow jacket that was not overwintering, but he was, like, all sluggish in a beat box today. That was cute.
Yeah.
Cute little one.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I saw that. And then, yeah, because a couple days ago, I found a queen honeybee just hanging out outside of one of my head starts. So I was looking at her and I was trying to get her to like come up on my finger, but she was wet and everything. After I got like a really crisp picture of her, I'm like, oh, you wet, you're cold. Okay, you stay right here. Because she was kind of under like a little eave.
Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, you stay there, picture. You're fine. Right? Oh, God, I love my iPhone for that. Because that's yes. not even zoomed in or anything. That was just my phone close enough. And then it like changes from like human to nature or something like mm-hmm. that, because like a little thing will pop up and then it'll zoom in itself onto that without it distorting it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It was
I
cool.
love that. That's
yes.
My husband got us new phones a little while ago, the S25 or whatever, and mm-hmm. we didn't get cases, Candace, and I can't be trusted without a case. So, and like, you know, I've been getting so into content creation and stuff. And then look at my camera. Look at busted right there.
No.
Yeah, I got a busted yeah. camera. And that's like the one where you zoom. So mm-hmm. if I'm taking a video or a photo and I go to zoom or whatever, I think it's just video. I don't know. But mm-hmm. yeah, that sucks. Not cool.
Yeah, I blew up the back of my phone.
Ooh. Yep. See, this...
And it was
this...
in a case.
Shoot. Dang.
Yeah, and it wasn't even this case. It was in, like, a what is it? A unicorn beetle case.
Oh, okay.
But yeah. it, like, I tripped over a piece of rebarb that was sticking out of the ground, and I had my phone in my hand because I was finishing up, like, my material usage and whatever as I was walking back to my car, and I tripped over it, and my phone went flying across the freaking alleyway. And I've dropped that thing 1.5 million times, and I didn't even notice it right away, but it's, like, right next to my camera, and I could see it in the other case. Like, it was not, like, right here. I was like, no fucking way. Pop my case off, I'm like, God damn it!
Shit. Yeah.
It's been, like, a few years with it like that, and I'm just like, whatever, because it's not my screen.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Yeah.
Like, the phone, I think, is paid off by now, so whatever.
There you go. I think my next phone... because I'm into content creation so much, will probably be an iPhone just for camera purposes.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, if you get the Pro with these three cameras,
yeah,
they are nice. Like Brandon has the newest, not the 16, I think, or 17, one of them, I can't remember. Mm-hmm. But his, like, he has like the shutter button right here,
mm-hmm.
and then you can like slide your finger up and down on it to like zoom in and zoom out without having to do it
cool.
on the screen. Yeah, it's cool. He loves it. He's like, hell yeah, this is cool.
That's one thing that, whether you're creating content or not, it's one of the fun things in our industry to do is, like, take those memories mm-hmm. when you see something cool or whatever. A snake,
yeah.
a frog.
I had a firebelly newt, I think it was last Thursday, and it was a fat little chonker bastard. So I had to get a picture of him, because usually when I find, like, my salamanders and everything, I'll take pictures of them because I love them. But I forgot to get, like, the first three that I found, but I got that one, and it was, like, fat as shit. I'm like, okay. But it just let me pick it right on up, and I just moved it off of the foundation, because I'm like, dude, I'm not trying to kill you, okay? Scooch over here.
Go on, get buddy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's cute.
And then I found little tiny ones, and oh, it's been great. It's because it hasn't been super cold. They're still hanging out. And yeah, usually underneath the bait station, sometimes in it, but usually underneath it. So like certain locations that I know are prone to having them, I won't pull the station towards me. I lift it up and move it, because I've pulled once and accidentally rolled a frog underneath it and like broke his neck because he was like, I was like, no, I felt horrible. I was like, I didn't mean to kill you, Mr. Frog.
That's so sad.
It really was. I was so upset. Like, Kyra was with me. She's like, Mom, it's okay. And I'm like, no, it's not.
It's not. I must repent.
It wasn't.
This sin.
It was horrible.
I must repent of this sin. Oh, dang.
Well, so we decided for this episode that since it's going to be our last episode of the year and technically the season for Pestrogen Podcast, we are going to reminisce about the whole year of Pestrogen Podcast and everything that we did and all that. We also asked for questions. We got a couple. So we'll go over those as well. So our very first episode that we did was, I believe it was, we labeled it Soaring to New, no, Reaching New Heights with the Tuttons. So we had Heather and Sam with us. And like, I thought I was going to be super nervous because it was my first episode. But I think having being the guest on TFTC did help prior with that. But they were great. Like, I still talk to Heather all the time. Sam's hilarious. He's just a good guy.
Yep.
And then just like learning all the ways that they do like bird control. Because like I knew very few, like mainly like the netting and the pucks and but like the laser stuff. I think that is so cool.
Mm-hmm. And then the fact that Heather. I don't know why I call her Jen. And the fact that Heather gets up to such crazy heights is awesome. That's insane. Yeah, I'd be scared.
Thank God she's not afraid of heights.
I know, right? I'm not afraid of heights, but I don't know. Like, I would definitely.
It's I'm not afraid of heights. It's the fear of falling.
Yeah, exactly. But that was an amazing episode. And Sam was our first gentleman on the podcast as well.
Yes.
So
he was.
That was a record breaker.
Yes. It was a lot of fun. Like, because like I had never talked to either of them, even on Facebook, nothing. You're just like, hey, these are our guests for our first episode. I'm like, okay. But I've gotten in contact with Heather numerous times for bird issues and stuff that I've had. I'm like, hey, how would you deal with this? This is a situation. Or I'll see people like on Facebook that are like, oh, I'm having this bird problem here, there, and the other. And I'm just like, Heather Tutton.
Yep.
I tag her all the time.
Yep. I've gotten a hold of both of them too for just other reasons with like how they approach the industry with an open heart and they don't discriminate against anyone. So I've reached out to them and Jen McIntosh for in the same regard. They're just very genuine human beings and I love them.
Yes. Yeah, they're all fun. And yeah, so the episode we had after that was Dust Yourself Off and Try Again. And we had old time friends of ours. We had Rodney Brum and Russell Goswiller. That one was like the easiest episode ever because, it was just friends talking with friends. It was just loads of fun. Like, Russell is always just great. Like, I've never been upset at that man for anything. He's just a genuine good dude. Always wants everybody happy. Does everything he can. Same with Rodney. Like, dude, like, you think of like that typical always wanting to help Canadian that we all have in our brains. That's Rodney. Like, he is like the genuinest dude in the world. He's
peace
great.
Peace and love.
Yep. I know. I love watching his TikToks too because I like recite it with him at the beginning.
Peace and love.
Oh, God.
Russell needs a catchphrase.
He does. We'll probably make him get one.
Goth mommy. Love you, Russell.
No, like I'll be in my kid's room and, you know, irritating the shit out of them. And they're like, oh my God, Mom, just leave. So I'll walk out of the room and go, love, peace, and chicken grease.
That's cute.
They hate me every time. They're like, ugh. And see, way back in these episodes, Jenny was working for the big O still. So we had a few situations where she got home late, like with Rodney and Russell. So the episode started late. So then we decided on those weekends that she had to work, it would just be me and her because it was a lot easier to deal with it that way. And then her off weekends, we would have a guest. So there was a lot of like, guest, no guest, guest, no guest, guest, you know. Now she does not work for the Big O anymore. And we don't record on the weekends for other reasons now. And we can do guests whenever we want now because, yeah. Well, we can.
And I don't work for the Big O anymore, which means I never work weekends.
Yeah.
Right?
Isn't it just a good feeling?
It is. Thank God. Yeah. Especially peak season. Like, having to do Saturdays on peak season is just torturous.
Yeah.
For sure. Like,
it's the summer. Your kids are out of school.
Yep. Yep.
You don't want to be out working.
Right. Kind of like what I told Bill with us opening up the new market in Fort Wayne is that if we end up selling something that, like, it may be a school system or something that requires Saturday, I said I would not mind doing one Saturday a month if it was, like, a good production paying account or whatever. But the whole every other or whatever. And then I always had a bad habit of, like, I'll just pick up this Saturday because I'm short on cash or whatever. And it's just like, no, don't even make that an option, Jen.
Yeah.
Spend time with your family, damn it.
Yeah. No, we do Saturdays for like high paying jobs that we couldn't get done during the week for either our scheduling issue, their scheduling issue, whatever. But no, I'm not getting in my car to go work on a Saturday for some chintzy pay. No. Saturday is for my family, not for your family, with me there spraying for your bugs.
Exactly. Yep.
And the episode we did after Rodney and Russell was How Do You Do It All? And that one was a me and you episode. That was our very first just me and you. And it was literally, we asked people like how they just get everything done, especially because it was closing in on busy season starting. And like, because, you know, you have to work. You still have to parent for us that are parents. You still have to, you know, be a spouse if you're married or just keep a normal work-life balance. So it was a how do you do all of that? Some of the people gave off really, really good suggestions on like, or like listing of things and timekeeping, which I'm pretty sure I mentioned that I needed to start doing some of that. I never did any of it. Horrible. Like, I will make a list to do things and try to keep everything organized, and it works for about 2 weeks.
Yep.
And then I stop.
I feel that. I feel it. Some things are hard to just maintain. They really are.
Yeah, it really is. And it's frustrating.
Yep.
Because you'll see how well it does work, and then it's like, it's so much work to keep it working, you're just like, okay, I'm done.
One person that I wish we would have known for that episode, but we hadn't even known she existed yet, is Alicia Gilmore of our, yeah.
Yeah.
Which we'll talk about that episode. But girl's got so much going on and like,
right?
We need to backtrack to that topic with her at some point and be like, how the fuck do you do it all, girl?
Right. And then she was like, even like running for their local school board.
Yeah.
I'm like, how do you have the time for that? And mom, and wife, and girl.
And she's gorgeous. You know what? I have a theory. She's a vampire, like a Twilight vampire. Lives forever. Gorgeous.
I mean, she is from Roswell, skin. So maybe she's alien. Well, Roswell area, but.
Yeah, exactly. Know. Yeah. That's cute. Yep.
Too funny. And then we did our mosquito episode.
Yes. That was epic. Yes. And I look forward to doing that topic again in 2026 because
yes,
that and the Lyme disease one is just one you can go talk about every year.
Yes, you really can. Because, I mean, like, mosquitoes aren't going away. We try. We really do try.
Right. These issues don't go away. Yep.
No. Let's see, who was after that? Our favorite, of course. We had Businesses Soaring, Marketing with Jasmine Pest Pro.
Jasmine Pest Pro!
That was great.
Yes.
We did have some technical difficulties in that episode, but it's fine. We all still had a blast. We will have to have her on again because yes. She's just too much fun. She is so much fun.
Jasmine, please join us again and we will make sure we don't have any connection issues this time.
Good. Yeah, she's always fun. I love watching her videos.
Jazz
she just cracks me
one.
Up with her stuff. Yeah, right?
Me too.
And like her whole community writes that on everything. I just think that's great.
Me too. She's really a inspiration to me when it comes to content creation and the fact that she just is herself and it goes. Mm-hmm. And I'm just like, you know what? I'm just going to be myself. And if it goes, it goes. If it doesn't, it doesn't. And
yeah.
Like I told you earlier this today in a message is like, you know, people don't like it. Tough. And
yeah. And like I told you, not everybody's going to like you. The haters, yeah. You just go, poof. And keep on going.
Exactly. Like Jasmine.
Everybody has a hater somewhere.
Exactly. And like Jasmine said, she'll just block people. It's just like,
yeah,
you hater.
Yeah. Well, hell, haven't you had to do that to somebody?
Yeah. Yeah.
On TikTok? Yeah.
Yep. Oh, yeah. It was TikTok. Yep. Just like,
yeah.
Why are you doing it like
stupid
that?
Stupid people are gonna stupid.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's what it was. It was for how you were treating. And
yeah.
You're not supposed to do it like that. Bitch, please.
Can you not tell this is my content for like my community and clients? Why would you? Like, I would never. Like,
never.
On somebody's TikTok that's obviously promoting their business or whatever, be like, oh, that's stupid. Yeah. Why are you doing it like that? Like, no.
Yeah.
Maybe on one of our
it's always the
groups.
Oh, God. Don't even get me started on those groups.
I saw a post that they said, I'm going to post here for PCHD and I have a question, blah, blah, blah. But I'm also going to post it on the wet blanket group. I had to Google what wet blanket. I've never heard that term before, but it basically means like party
really?
Poopers. Yeah, I've never heard that phrase. Wet blanket. I don't know. So I learned something new today.
That's funny.
Right.
Let's see. What did we have after Dr. Jasmine? Oh, we had the mic drop moment where you were just like, boom, like, I told you so, bitches.
Right.
And of course, we had amazing stories for those. All of these episodes can be found anywhere you get your podcasts to begin with, or you can watch them all on YouTube. We post them every week. Yeah. So you can always go back and listen because, well, we will have a couple weeks of you not getting any new content from us. So go listen to old stuff again.
Exactly.
Or for the first time. Maybe you missed one.
Exactly. Yes.
Yeah. We had a lot of good stories in that one of just being able to tell people that you know what the hell you're talking about when they think that you didn't. And then it was just literally, it just felt like dropping the mic and just.
Yep. I done told you. I'm done telling you.
Yep. I told you it was going to happen this way. I told you it was going to work. I told you this wouldn't work.
Yep. And then.
Literally, I told you so.
Yep, being proved right. Yep. And like you said, there were so many good stories on that. One that came to mind most for me, which you'll have to listen back to the episode if you want, guys, but Melissa Arnold had a really good one for that.
Yeah.
That was good. And I think she even told us that one for another episode, but it was just so noteworthy that it's like, yeah, we're going to mention that again.
Hey, man, some stories fit in multiple episodes. It's fine.
Exactly.
And then we had. Of course, we had to do mic drop moments, which are great moments for you. So then, of course, our next episode had to be the worst day ever moment. And that was with Amber Allen.
Mm-hmm.
Consolino. But, mm-hmm. Yeah, and her talking about her getting, oh my God, brain fart. What does she have?
Dude.
Histoplasmosis.
Yes.
That's what it was. God. I was like, I know what it is. Oh my God. Yeah, so she deals with that all the time. And it, she didn't even get it from being in pest control. That's the crazy part.
Mm-hmm.
But
I learned a lot from that episode about histoplasmosis.
Yeah, me too.
And, prior to the episode, I joined a bunch of histoplasmosis Facebook groups and stuff, and I read on it and whatnot, mm-hmm. and I was just like, whoa. And in those groups, I even saw some of Amber's posts, and I let her know I saw her posts and stuff, and man, she went through the ringer with that. That was
damn
rough.
Dude.
But it was nice having Amber on. She's got that squeaky voice.
Yeah. And just like that cute little giggle.
Yep. Yep. It was cute. It was. Yes, she was. That was a good one.
Let's see. Oh, yeah. That... After Amber. What?
That was our. After Amber was our first Ask Us Anything.
Yes.
Right?
And we actually had lots of questions for that one. Yes, it was.
Y'all let us down for this one. No, I'm kidding.
The question that I always remember from that one was the one from Jack about the hot dogs. And, like, I only got, like, halfway through the question and was like, no. Not answering this.
I need to find the clip from that and post that clip.
That was great. That was, Jack, seriously?
Come on.
But I can't. Here. I really can't expect anything less from him.
Fair. Here, I'll pause through our reminiscing down memory lane and mention Jack had a pretty deep question for us. He said, this being your first season, do you feel that you have evolved as a podcaster and your show has evolved? If so, how?
We can end this question really shortly by just saying no. We haven't evolved. The show hasn't evolved. But no, I won't do that. I wouldn't do that. I love you, Jack. You're a good guy. But no. You go ahead and answer it first. I feel like I've been talking like this whole episode. So you first.
Right. So it definitely has evolved being first season because I feel like we got our flavor. Because starting out, there was a different co-host for the first like four episodes. So even in those four episodes, the flavor hadn't really been really figured out. And then you and I got together, Candace, and it took a while for us to just get our groove. And I feel like we've really gotten our groove. And I'm really excited because it is kind of the camaraderie pest control podcast, like Tales from the Crawl Space. Tales from the Crawl Space is definitely more humor based, which we like humor in ours too, but we will have some deeper, more serious ones like the mosquito and the Lyme disease and all that. So I really, in this first season and what it's going into the second season, I'm like really excited of the fine tuning it is now. So, but yeah.
Yeah. I would have to agree with all of that. Like, I feel that we've both evolved personally doing this, that we feel like a little bit more comfortable just essentially talking to a screen and a microphone and then still being able to interact with each other. Even like our last episode with Bill, like we couldn't see you, but you could see us. So that was helpful, you know, but it's like I could still like picture you there and like the you know, the smile you made because I heard your laugh or, you know, stuff like that. But then like at the beginning of our season, when we did the Lyme disease one, we had the reverse problem where everybody could see me, but I couldn't see anybody. And we had Sue Ann on for the second time. So I knew, you know, I like had the idea of what she looked like. I obviously know what Jenny looked like. I had no idea what the other guests looked like or how their mannerisms were. So it's like, I'm trying to like look engaged in it. But it was really, really hard.
I bet.
Watching the video back, like you can see moments where I'm just like, oh, yeah, I'm supposed to be paying attention. So I was like trying to like at least like look at myself because I could see myself. So I was trying to like look at myself, you know, OK, don't look stupid. Don't sit and pick your nose.
I was about to say, if I like just had to sit and look at only at myself, I'd be like, just looking in the camera.
Ooh, no,
don't
it
look
was,
at
it
my
was a very odd episode. But, you know, we got through it. We kept going. We've had episodes where we've had like the major lag where one person's talking, the other one starts to talk, but it doesn't seem like it on the other person's end. And it's been a shit show sometimes. But we have our awesome editor that fixes majority of that. Riverside helps fix majority of that as well. Thanks to Jack, we've been able to get a better recording service. So we're not using an old one that completely screwed us on our episode with Dylan.
Yeah.
God, that pissed me off. We were just like, done. We are so done. Luckily, Dylan was a good sport about it. Thank you, Dylan. You're the best.
Yes. Thank God.
And so we went to our new platform of Riverside, and it does help with the editing process. So I've been told. I don't do any of the editing. I'm not that great. I just do the posting for things. But yes, in a nutshell, Jack, because I ramble on forever. Yes, we have evolved both as podcasters, and our podcast has evolved as well to just try to be more us. We're not trying to copy anybody. We're just being us. We're fun. We're witty. We still do educational at the same time. It's a little bit of everything.
Yep. Yep. And professionally, we have grown anybody in any career, if you start from the beginning of the year on something to the end of the year, hopefully you've learned something in that time. So
hopefully,
right? As the podcast progresses, we will be further in our careers and know more about pest control than we did a year ago. But that's my favorite part about the podcast too, though, is that we have guests come on that have all this experience and stuff, and we get to learn from it. So that's cool.
Yeah. And I think it's kind of cool too that we essentially have recorded our lives multiple times a month for the last year. So we even get to go back and look at, and, you know, like watch the video or even listening to your own voice and going, wow, that's like really changed. I've done that with just like random podcasts where you go back to like the very beginning. And you hear their voices, and then you hear them they just posted an episode yesterday, and you're going, oh my God, they sound so different. It's like that more confident in themselves, you know? They don't have to put on that like fakey podcast voice anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I did get a question from Jude.
Ooh.
He asked me this. So he wanted to know if we weren't in pest control and we could. If you could actually be what you wanted to be when you were a kid, what would you be doing right now?
Wait, can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
So if you're not in pest control.
Mm-hmm.
And if you could do the job or the career or whatever that you wanted to do when you were a kid, like say in elementary school, what would you be doing right now?
I would probably be an author. There was a lot of times.
It's awesome.
In my childhood that I really enjoyed writing, and I still enjoy writing, but there was several moments in my childhood I remember thinking, I'm going to grow up and be an author. So,
yeah, if I was to do my childhood career, I would be a pediatrician. I always wanted to work with kids as a doctor, and then it kind of evolved to a vet in middle school, and then it went to like a massage therapist in high school. Don't ask me how it moved to that, but pest control was never on the list. It was always something medical. Hell, I have a degree. I have an associate's degree in medical assisting. So I have the college debt to go with it.
Yep. But hey, and with medical stuff, you help people, and in pest control, you help people. You apply the good medicine.
No, I tell people that, you know, as a medical assistant, I can bring you back to life for the most part. Or as pest control, I could kill you. So choose wisely.
Fair.
I know my friend being like every medical thing minus being a doctor. I know she's had a shirt or something that said, cute enough to kill you, smart enough to bring you back, or something like that. It's along those lines or something. It was great.
That's great.
But anyways, our next episode after our first Ask Us Anything was our Lyme disease episode.
Which
that was with Sue Ann and Stacy.
Yep. Sue Ann commented on our Pestrogen post this morning and said, "Hey guys, just wanted to say like thank you, you know, it, or your podcast is doing great or whatever, and Merry Christmas or whatever." And I thought that was really sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that. She's great.
She's adorable.
She was our first reoccurring character.
Yep. Yep. And what I love about Sue Ann is that, and I think I brought this to you when I first was like, hey, we should have her on the show, is that I friended her after I went to the Women in Pest Control conference, and her Facebook was freaking hilarious. It was like Snoop Dogg posts and like all this. And so I like her personality because she's wholesome. She's all about her family. She's all about doing right by the customer and everything. But then she's hilarious. Yeah. So that's like, that's our people.
Yes, that's 100%. Exactly our kind of people.
Yep. Be a good person, wholesome person, but we can also laugh.
You have to be able to laugh. I'm sorry. You just yep. do.
I don't think she's made any posts this year about it, but I'm pretty sure last Christmas she had like a, maybe it wasn't her, but I thought it was like, instead of an elf on the shelf, she had like a Snoop Dogg or something, like a little Snoop Dogg.
Oh, I've seen, yeah, it's Snoop on the Stoop.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure she had that last yeah. year. That was freaking hilarious.
Yeah, Snoop on the Stoop. I've seen that thing. It just cracks me up. Like, I saw an elf on the shelf, Snoop on the Stoop mixture one, and it was like the elf was sitting in front of cheese balls. And it was like, this room smells like balls above his head. And then Snoop was sitting in front of like a bowl of nuts, like, you know, pecans, walnuts, all that stuff. And then, yeah, above his head, it said like, no, it smells like these nuts. And I was like, oh, my God, this is great. God. Some like my kids are too old for Elf. They were too old for Elf on the Shelf, like when it really came out. So I never had to deal with any of that. But some of this shit is fucking hilarious and I love seeing it. I'm happy I don't have to do it.
I was about to say, listen here, this shit sucks. Because when you're fucking tired.
I've heard, you know, everybody's all excited about it the first, like, we'll just go with 10 days of December. And then after that, they're like, oh my God, please give me some ideas. Because I'm out of ideas. I don't know what to do.
Well, our problem isn't even the ideas. All it takes is me doing like a lap or two around the house and I'll figure something out. It's remembering to do it in the first place. And then the guilt that comes the next day and like having to be like, oh, they must have just been tired, you know? And like, that makes me feel like shit. Elf on the Shelf is toxicity towards tired parents.
Fuck, you're tired. Do this random shit for your kid.
Right? And when you don't feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Like you should, you terrible parent. Damn.
Well, it's like our Christmas Eve gift to the kids is always a pair of pajamas that they can wear Christmas Eve. So then they're in nice, pretty clean pajamas Christmas morning. It's always been that way ever since their very first Christmases. A few years ago, I didn't do Christmas Eve pajamas. We just gave them something different for Christmas Eve. And I figured they'd be happy. Dude was so pissed. Like, he was actually upset he did not get pajamas. I was like, oh my God, I didn't think it was that big of a deal. But he's like, that's what Christmas Eve is. It's the pajamas. I'm like, my bad.
I'm sorry.
So I make sure every year now it's his fucking pajamas.
Yep. That's
Yeah, he was like, I've never seen him so upset over, like, clothing.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was like upset. Like he went to bed that night actually upset at me. I was like, I'm so sorry.
That's I was talking to Belle today and I was like, hey, are you excited about Florida? And she goes, and I'm like, what? And she goes, we've just been doing so much lately and I just wore out. I was like, she's like, I just want to be home for Christmas. And I'm like, kid, I'm taking you to Florida. At a house that has a pool. At the house, it has a pool. But she's worn out from going to, like, wrestling and archery mm-hmm. and just all the things and this and that. Oh, and then she had her spelling bee, and then she had her Christmas concert, and she's just like, I just want to be lazy at home. And I was like, I get that. Let's go be lazy at Uncle Derek's. You don't gotta do nothing.
Yeah, you can just go relax. Yeah, she don't have to wrestle. She don't have to do archery, none of that stuff. While she's just relaxing. It's and vacation, baby.
Yeah, and the drive down. I'm going to make sure all their little devices are charged and stuff, and they could just relax.
Oh, yeah.
Too cute.
Let's see. What do we have next? Oh, we had the workwear that works, because God knows we don't get anything made for us.
No. Yeah.
I hate it. And I did get a lot of good ideas, and I know one of them that you said, because you were saying that you were wearing boy shorts to stop the rub.
Yes.
So I bought, during the summer, Walmart was selling, like, the, not elastic, but, like, spandex biker shorts. Mm-hmm. And, like, then I found them, you know, bought a couple pairs. Hey, they work great. And then all of a sudden, they just, like, went on sale, like, super cheap. So I was just buying them up. Every time I saw my size, I'm like, that's mine, that's mine, that's mine. Mm-hmm. So I probably have, like, 10 pairs now. But they fucking saved my legs a lot during the winter, or the summer. Yeah. They have saved my legs in the winter, too, because then it helps keep me warm. I don't wear them every day now, but if, like, it's super cold outside, I'm like, fuck yeah, I'm wearing these.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
But no, that I've gone back to that episode numerous times just to try to remember what some of this was, because I'm going, man, this is causing me an issue. Okay, I know somebody was talking about it. Who was it? Crap. Okay, let me go back.
Yep. I think next year we should do another episode on that, because we get more... We've gotten more ladies to Pestrogen, too, that might have other insight or whatever. And maybe we can even get somebody to send us pictures or model it or something. Because I always wonder, like, what fit do they wear or whatever? Especially pants are my big thing, but it doesn't help that I'm 4'9". It's hard to find good pants.
Yeah. Because you got to have, like, I know, because it's like at, like, you know, Walmart. You don't find, like, good work pants, like, working pants for women. You'll find, like, the slacks. And I know a lot of women will wear them. But that's great. I'm not dogging you for wearing them. I like to have room to move and pockets. I've got to have pockets in my pants. So I always just migrate towards the men's pants. But I have found pretty good ones now, all thanks to Paula. Because she was saying that she wears Wranglers. Actually, here, I have a pair over here. They're not the exact ones that she said, but she wears Wranglers, and she said hers have, like, a red band on the inside, which I do have a pair of those, but I found these ones that are also Wranglers, but they have the black band on the inside.
Ooh.
But they have, you know, really deep-ass pockets in them, like,
nice.
At the top. They have your phone pocket on the side.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, my phone will go in this one, and then there's an extra little pocket right here as well.
Nice.
And then, yeah, another deep pocket. The only thing I wish is I wish it had one more leg pocket on the left leg, because that's where I usually keep my gloves.
Yeah.
But now they just go into this one. But you still have, like, your hammer hook and stuff like that. But they're stretchy. They stretch. Because, like, the pants that I was wearing, they're thicker, they're rip stop and everything, but they don't freaking stretch. So every time I'd have to squat down to get a station, I have to, like, pull them up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, well, they're men's pants. They don't sit on me correctly. So they always, you know, hanging in the crotch. So I'd have to pull them up. These ones, I don't have to. They stretch with me. And I'm like, thank God.
Where'd you guys get those?
Walmart.
Walmart? Okay. I'm going to have to look. Because
I think they were, like, $25 or $30. I mean, nothing crazy. I'd start with, like, a pair and make sure you like how they feel. And that's what I did. I think I started with that black pair. And then now I have a gray pair as well. And then I think I have another black pair somewhere.
Nice. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think we should definitely revisit that in 2026, because you can never get too many ideas on workwear.
Yes.
And then.
Let's see. Then we
did our mashup with Tales from Across Space.
Whoop, whoop. That was so fun. I knew it was going to be a blast just because of them. Because they're just good guys. And they will be on again in the future, solo.
One at a time.
We're just going to leave it at that.
No double teaming this time. God.
Yeah. wait. Why is my table?
That was such a TFTC comment there. It fit.
Right.
It was fitting.
Speaking of TFTC, you have to do our Spangler art promo. There's the tumblers. There's There's the handsome Jack. And then, of course, now they also do their mugs.
The pretty mugs.
At spanglerart.com. And yes, I will say it again. Your tumblers comes with a lid and a straw, Brad. It comes with a straw. Yeah, you can be mad all you want. Go to spanglerart.com. Get yourself something customized. They do lots and lots and lots of different things. So go get you something.
Yep. Go see some amazing creative minds.
Yes.
The next episode we did, though, too, was the Too Pretty episode, which was brought up recently on the graveyard.
Yes, Jack brought it up, too. He's like, didn't you guys do this? I'm like, I mean, we did Too Pretty for pest control.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it kind of went with it because we did a lot of, you know, like what to do as a female when, you know, people are being fucking creeps.
Yes. Which, by the way, speaking on that whole post and stuff, so many people were like, all you people are giving them advice and not telling them to call the police. Call the police should be the number one, blah, blah, blah. But so many times harassment happens on the job and it's not police calling worthy. It's like,
no,
like the instance I had where he was like, you should have been here earlier. My pants were off too. What am I going to do? Dial 911 and be like, hello, operator. This man just told me he was naked earlier. And it's like,
right?
No, like the police aren't coming for that. Like, if somebody locks the door and keeps you in a room or, you know, manhandles you or something, yeah, call 911. But that's what I liked about the Too Pretty episode is there was a lot of instances where ladies did stand up toward harassment. And the reason it was a topic for the Too Pretty one is because obviously apparently they're too pretty to be doing a male dominated job because they get harassed, which is not cool.
And then our next episode was with the host of Pest Perspectives, Sean Mueller.
Glow up.
And because he was telling us about he broke his knee twice. So he had to really get into an exercise routine and regimen, lose weight, to just strengthen everything in himself, because breaking legs suck, breaking knees suck even worse, and then to do it twice, ooh.
Dude, I will never look at stairs the same. Like,
right?
Dude.
Yeah, it's insane.
Went through a lot with that. Yep.
Yes. Oh, and then we had to do the myths that bug us, because, well, it's a play on words to begin with. But everybody hears it every day. Well, I heard, I read, Google told me, I saw on Facebook, you know, this, that, and the other. And it's either usually the Irish Spring or the frickin' tarot or diatomaceous earth, because what the fuck?
Yep. And one, you know, my bed bug video I made on inspecting, I posted it in a local community group, and a person in the community group commented a myth that if you put the iron on the corner of the bed on low, it'll bring out bed bugs or whatever. So I brought that.
The heat.
I had never heard that. That was completely new to me. And it like blew my mind for a second. And I was like, bed bugs like heat? And I was like, but this doesn't feel like it tracks. So I took it to Morgan, the entomologist, amazing, pretty pesty. And she broke it down for me. And I love the way that she explained it. So I'm going to do another video on that. But that was a new myth for me recently. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've heard the ones with the bed bugs, too, that like you don't have to inspect. You just have to like breathe heavy. And they'll move because they're attracted, you know, and it's like, no, just stop already.
Yeah.
Open your eyeballs and freaking look.
Yep. She explained to me why doing silly things like that doesn't work is that bed bugs move on the collaborative of the human existence. So,
Yeah. We are essentially their host. I mean.
Yeah, they love our smell. They love our everything. Yeah. You're welcome, bed bugs.
Yeah.
Right. And then we did the Trash House Chronicles, some of the craziest houses we came across. which...
That was a fun one.
As we're in our first 5 years of our careers, I'm sure we haven't even seen the worst of it. I bet no. We could have another
house... Probably not.
We could probably have another Trash House Chronicles in like 20 years and be like, all right, we've seen some shit.
Oh, yeah. Times have changed, bitches. And then we did our getting to know Jen McIntosh because we invited her because she was constantly submitting stories and just interacting in the Pestrogen group and with the Pestrogen podcast page. So we were like, dude, we've got to invite her. And she was fun. She was wearing a freaking tux and it was great. Like she showed up on and we were just like, what the hell? I'm like, I feel so underdressed.
Right?
That was so fun. I'm like, man, I'm gonna like get a tiara, pretty dress or something.
And just since getting to know her from the podcast and on as a professional and just as a friend, she's an incredible human.
Yeah.
She has joined me in a small ACE study group too. And that's been a lot of fun meeting with her for that. She's
nice,
crazy intelligent. I get humbled every time I meet for that ACE thing because I feel like a fly on the wall in front of a bunch of smart people. But, you know, that's how you get smart. You hang out. But, yeah, it's been amazing getting to know her.
Oh, and then the things you can't unhear from all the random weird shit that you've heard. It doesn't even have to be about bugs. It was just the weird shit that, like, you've heard either, like, in the office, from a client, whatever. That was a fun episode. That was so freaking hilarious. Fun.
Yep. And then
We hosted Alicia. Yes. And she was great. That girl does freaking everything and then more. Because how
teach us your ways.
Right.
Abduct us. I mean
Oh, and then our week of forgetting that we had to record a podcast. We had no posts for it. No idea what we were going to do. We were just like, oh, yeah. Oh, no. Oops.
Oops, we forgot.
Yeah. Yep. Is that the one where I was in Portland and had to record in the hotel?
I think so.
Yeah, because it came out July 13th. So, yeah, it should have been, I think. No, I went at the end of July. Whatever. I know there's one of them that I had to do that way.
So that was the oops, we forgot. Of course, we did Tis the Season, which I'm sure every year at season time we'll probably do Tis the Season. Doing Pest Tools with spacing.
God, what was? Oh my God, I'm
Jameson.
Completely spacing his name too. There we go. Yeah.
So then
I
we
kept
did
thinking Garrison for some reason.
So then we did Pest Tools for the Pest Mine with Jameson. That was really cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that was episode 21. Now, this is only halfway through the year. We literally are not going to have time to go through everything. But in the short, well, in the long, I guess now, to make a long story longer, there's lots and lots and lots of episodes on every topic you can probably think of. If we haven't done it and you want us to do it, let us know.
Definitely.
Hit us up on Facebook, either our pages or the Pestrogen podcast page, email, however. And if it's a really, really good episode and you're really into it, you might even be invited as a guest too. We have no qualms on inviting random people as guests. We've had lots of people as guests. We do it by ourselves. We've done, you know, how your first season was, how like testing and everything goes. How the season went, we did that. The random tips that you get from, you know, the money to, you know, getting Vagisil. That was a funny story.
That was hilarious.
All the fun things. And we started a new mini series or reoccurring episode in it. It's going to be Getting Schooled. That was our last episode with the amazing William the Merciful, Bill Huth.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be a reoccurring thing. We'll have lots of techs on that have 15 plus years, so they can talk with us and let us know how everything's changed, how we can do better, how they've done better, everything, and how they've had to change the minds of clients because, as like Bill said, everything used to smell. Nothing does anymore unless it's eco. So you had to convince these people that you're still doing your job.
That would be crazy.
Yes.
Glad I don't
We've
have
had
to go through that problem.
An amazing amount of guests this summer, not summer, this season.
Yes.
And I'm sorry we couldn't get to every one of them. If we did, we would be here for like 3 hours, and I'm sure you guys would all get bored of listening to us for that long. So if we didn't mention you by name and you were a guest, we are very sorry. We still love you.
Yes.
And don't think that we like did not enjoy the episode with you or anything like that. It's just, it is what it is. We're running out of time. We're at an hour already. But we loved every one of our guests. We loved every one of our topics. We had a blast. And yeah, it is Christmas time. And then I get the joy of having Christmas. And then 8 days later, it is my son's birthday.
Yay!
And he will be 16 this year. Freaking 16!
Tell him to stop.
That's my youngest, too. That's my baby. Oh, yes. I do want him to stop growing up. But I will be kind of happy once he gets his license. And then I won't have to do this I need to go pick him up from practice thing.
Aw, that's cute.
But then at the same time, I will be very sad because I won't have to go pick him up from practice anymore.
I was about to say, you'll miss it still.
I will.
That's cute.
But speaking of missing things, I will miss you for the weeks that I will not
see
you.
Right?
For the holidays. And of course, I will still talk to you on Facebook and everything like that. Because you know I love you.
Yes.
So.
We will be back January 5th. Yes.
Yes.
I love you too. Yes. We will start season two off January 5th. So we're taking a 2-week hiatus and we're going to enjoy our holidays. So, and we hope you
we
do
are.
Too.
Yes. From both me and Jenny here at the Pestrogen Podcast, we hope that you have enjoyed this year with us. We have enjoyed it with you. So stay cute, stay cool, and go out and kick some ass.
Go out and
happy holidays and Merry Christmas.
Mwah. Happy holidays. Mwah.